T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
The latest rage for kids is driving entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
That's like an alarm clock.
With Dusty Hera.
Well, you want to woo-woo.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
It's that woo-woo.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away. It's driving me nuts.
The Fan.
Hour number 3 of Dusty and Cam in the Morning. Right after this hour's done, head on down to Fan Madness at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill, 225 Southwest Broadway in Portland. We'll be there until 7 p.m. tonight. It's brought to you by Laura Wood Brewing. They have specials on Laura Wood Beers at Independent. Encore Audio Video, providing a TV for the on-site giveaway that we have there, 65-incher. Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law, in the Nike Hoop Summit, who's providing 4 packs of tickets that we're giving away. And T-shirts, and hats, and T-shirts, and cool bags.
All kinds of stuff.
Keep your shoes in. So head down to the Independent Sports Bar and Grill. The Fan will be there all day long. Dirt and Sprague will be on there from noon until 1. That's when coverage of Oregon, Wisconsin starts at 1 o'clock right here on The Fan. Then Isaac and Suk pick up your post-game show for Ducks, Wisconsin is Isaac and Suk. We have it scheduled to start around 4 o'clock. But right meow, it's time for the weekend. Would you rather? What do you got, Buck?
We have 5 categories for you.
Did you pull those drops too?
I'm in the process. So almost.
Hey, don't ask him to multitask, man. I mean, producers.
Yeah.
I know. Fuck.
You know how it goes. It's time for the madness.
It's time for the madness.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Does she yell that every night to you?
It's Friday. No,
it's like every 90 days or so.
Not for the last 30 days.
30 days.
I've been getting mentally strong for that.
Hey, Dusty.
Yeah.
It's time for the madness.
It is time. What's our categories?
Yeah. Your categories are flying the unfriendly skies.
It's more like,
let's blow this joint.
That's your comeback.
All right. What?
Flying the unfriendly skies.
Okay.
Pest control gone wrong. Odd robberies. Happy birthday. And your sports bonus. Where do you want to start?
Odd robberies.
Very decisive.
This story came to us from, I believe, let's see, the St. Louis area. Yeah, this came to us from St. Louis, where a robbery victim was held up at gunpoint for his pair of pants. He was just told, take those off and then run away. Don't come back. So the guy was held at gunpoint. He complied, took off his pants where he stood,
and
ran away.
Is he wearing underwear?
Doesn't say whether he was wearing underwear or not, but they did find the guy who did it. There's still an APB out on him. So... he said his car keys were in the pants, so he doesn't have those anymore.
Take your pants off.
My question for you is, would you rather be held up for your pants or everything else you were wearing?
I want to be held up for anything. I think I carry around like Crocodile Dundee. That's not a knife. That's a knife. Although, guns.
In this scenario, you are not armed.
Yeah, I'm not armed. Pants or everything else? I really don't. You could take whatever. If you really want what I got on. Okay, man, and if that's that important to you, take it all. I don't care what you need.
Well,
so do you want to keep your pants? Or do you want to keep everything else?
Well, hold on. Do I have? Can everything I have?
I got
a
my tight
value,
pants. My tight pants on.
Everything I have of value is in my pants, though. Like your pockets. Do I get to take out like my phone, keys, and a wallet?
I suppose you could. The question really is, do you want to be walking around with just pants and nothing else, or all of your clothing on except for your pants?
Oh, I don't care about pants. I want to keep my belongings, and I'll go no pants. I don't care.
Fair enough.
Yeah, take the other stuff. That's fine.
It's only awkward for you, not me.
Yeah. There you go.
Right? Yeah. Seems right. Let's fly in the unfriendly skies.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, this one comes to us from a Ryanair flight.
A what?
Ryanair.
R-Y-A-N?
That is an airline in Europe.
Okay.
It's like a discount airline. You can get super cheap flights, but they charge you for everything.
Like, what's our discount here?
Spirit or something like that?
Spirit, yeah.
Yeah, Spirit Jet Airlines. Blue.
But yeah, Ryanair, you get like $39 flights around Europe, but you're going to have to pay for...
Peanuts, bathroom.
You have to pay for an aisle or window seat. You have everything.
Yeah.
So
nickel and dime. Yeah.
But on this particular flight, there was a man who was upset that there was a woman with her shoes off next to him. So this man got so upset that he created a bit of a ruckus. Another man tried to break up this altercation. That man ended up getting his nose bit off his face.
Whoa! That escalated quickly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson was on the flight?
Something like that. So the question here is, would you rather always be on public transportation next to someone who takes their shoes off, or would you rather permanently lose your sense of smell?
That's an easy one.
It is?
Yes.
Do you lose your sense of smell if your nose is bitten off?
I don't lose my sense of smell.
So you'll just sit next to the smelly feet all the time.
I usually do. It's flying.
Some people really hate that.
When you have kids, Buck, they all stink.
I've sat next to Del Griffiths before. If those of you don't know who that is, that is Planes, Trains, and Automobile character.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. When Del takes his shoes off and lets the dogs bark, I've been there. I don't want my nose bitten off ever. So yeah,
but in this scenario, you're not getting your nose bitten off. You're just losing your sense
a sense of smell.
No.
You know what? I can handle that.
It affects your taste.
It does. No taste buds.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Dusty?
I can drink my way into a stupor and not smell it. Numb the sense of smell during that flight. I guess birthday for 500, Bob.
So this comes to us from New Jersey. A man was celebrating his birthday. His son's living in Florida, wanted to do something nice for him. So they bought a billboard, put dad's number on it, and said, "Wish our dad a happy birthday."
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Question
is
here is
thing?
Wow.
Is yeah. would you rather have your phone number put on a billboard or never have your birthday acknowledged ever again?
Oh, never have my birthday acknowledged ever again. Never.
Oh, show me the love. Put my number up there. I don't care.
I don't.
Show me the love.
I'm not a big birthday guy.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, if nobody wished me a happy birthday, I'd be fine with it.
Huh.
I would be fine with it. My wife hates that about me. That I just do know. She's like, "What do you want to do for your birthday?" Nothing. I don't care.
You don't care about your birthday?
No.
So you're not important. I'm important. Put my number up.
I'm with you, Cam.
I want my number.
I don't need a big to-do, but to not have your birthday acknowledged ever again for the next, you know, however many years.
You know how many depressing birthdays I had? Every birthday from age about 17 to 31 was depressing because my birthday is in, newsflash for everybody, August 15th, which is straight in the middle of 2-a-days. So it was super depressing. Very depressing.
Yeah.
2-a-day. It was, hey, congratulations. Here's your birthday. You have a 2-a-day today.
Mm.
There you go.
All right. A lot of people, the nose getting bit off reminds me of one of my favorite Chris Farley roles ever. The movie Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald, where he's a used car salesman. I got my nose bit off by a Saigon. Now, I can't say the final part, but it's a fantastic movie.
Pests. We want some pests.
Yeah, this comes to us from the Detroit area, where police say a man shot himself in the foot Tuesday morning when he threw a shoe at a cockroach.
Throws a shoe?
Yeah, he threw a shoe. It hit a gun. The gun went off and shot him in the foot.
Oh my God.
So,
where was the gun?
Like on his floor or something.
Okay, idiot number one, throwing shoes at cockroaches. Idiot number...
Oh, no. His...
one.
His revolver was inside the shoe that he threw.
Oh my God, this may be the dumbest person.
No, that doesn't surprise me. It's Detroit.
Well, he needed a little bit extra weight to really send that message to the cockroach in the shoe. So the gun...
He said he forgot that the revolver was in there.
I would think he'd feel that.
See, those of you that have never lived in the area, we don't have cockroach problems here in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank God.
After living in the South, there is nothing more terrifying when you flip the lights on and you haven't been in there a while and those cockroaches scurry, it is, I'm telling you right now, it's and then some of them fly. Like they fly.
Nice.
It gives me the creeps.
Sounds like the South is a great place to live.
There's some things.
Well, actually, you know what? It's like the South, the Midwest. It's everywhere but the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't have a cockroach problem.
We don't.
But so the would you rather here is, would you rather shoot yourself in the foot accidentally and not have any consequences besides your own injury? Or would you rather shoot someone else in the foot but have the consequences of being on the hook legally and financially?
What if it was accidentally? It was accidentally, though.
Yeah,
if I shot them accidentally.
Yeah, but I'm sure
I don't
there's
shoot
still
my own foot.
There's still consequences.
Yeah, I know there's consequences. God, this is a tough. Would you rather?
I'll shoot myself in the foot. I don't want to shoot anybody else.
But if you accidentally did it, it's not like you did it on purpose.
I don't want to shoot anybody else.
No, I know. I don't either.
I mean, I obviously don't want to shoot myself, but
because if I lose my foot, if I get there's a lot of.
If I ever shot anybody accidentally or purposefully. There would be so much guilt.
I know there'd be guilt.
So much guilt. If I shot myself, I'd be like, me and Plaxico, what up, brah?
You and Cheddar Bob.
Me and Cheddar Bob and Plaxico.
Yeah, I think I'd rather deal with my injury than seeing someone else like that.
Yeah,
it's, just too, yeah, that's, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody else,
I've
had a broken foot and it sucked.
Yeah. You've had a hole through your foot?
I've had a broken foot.
Oh.
Kind of different, but all right, the same.
I'm guessing a bullet would break their foot.
Sports.
Your sports bonus, this comes to us from Notre Dame's Pro Day, where the punter put up 30 reps on the bench press.
Yoked.
Yeah. If he was at the NFL, if he was at the NFL Combine, that would have been second best among linebackers, just for reference. Question here, though, is would you rather be outbenched by the punter or outrun by him in the 40?
Oh, outbenched.
You'd rather be outbenched?
No, I'd rather be outrun. If I'm beat by a punter... In a bench press competition.
You ever seen Steve Weatherford?
There's a problem. Yes, I know Steve Weatherford is. He's yoked. Doesn't mean he's stronger than me. There's no set. If you kick the ball for a living.
Tom Tupa, pound for pound, strongest player in the NFL.
I better do that. Now, you're a diva. You were a diva wide receiver. You're that little diva that's always worried to be concerned about.
Speed kills, bro.
Yeah, speed running. I have a different philosophy. Don't you dare outbench me, bro. Don't you dare. Don't you dare outbench me.
What's up, bro? Yeah. And then I could just say, you know what? I'm functionally strong. You know? I'm just functionally strong.
That's what somebody told me. There's functional training. What the heck is functional training in football?
Oh, it's the actual movements that you use on a
football
field. Hey,
let's grab some bands. Let's grab some bands and get strong with some bands. You play football with bands on?
Yeah, no, idiots. But you do with the dumbbells.
Yeah.
You definitely
do
with dumbbells.
Power clean squats and bench. Let's go. Get strong in the hips.
See, that's not the functional strength that they're talking
about.
We're not track
and field. We're not running. We're not trying to be good at exercise. We're trying to be good at football.
That's right.
Take your bands and you can go
bench press dudes all the time.
Do your CrossFit.
That's not functional strength. We're getting in the weeds here.
Good at exercise.
We're getting in the weeds here. All right, Q&A. You got questions? Is that it, Buck? Thank you. You've got questions. We've got answers. Q&A. You could win an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. Get your questions in. 55305. The better you today. Text line. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. All right. Q&A. You could win an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. Do it in the 6 and 8 a.m. hours. We had a good Izzo question in the first hour. They won an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. Do we find out that P1's name? Buck? No?
Not yet, but we will.
Not good at multitasking.
I thought he
did. One task at a time.
I thought he said it.
Well, he might have. I've just been a little busy.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Will you do your job, dude?
Literally doing my job right now.
Doing your job very well, too.
Do three jobs, Buck.
You got to do more jobs.
You know, Buck, I'm sure you've heard this before, but back when I interned here, there were three people doing your job. Three.
Sounds like I need some backup.
Budget.
Yeah. 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 No, just do more and make it all better.
It's like care more, but do more.
That's right. How did you manage your football and family life, Cam? That question coming in on the better.
Yeah,
I think that's a great question. I don't really understand how athletes are able to do it when they're on the road so much. And
well, football's an easy sport to manage. It's one of the easiest ones because you're only gone Saturday and then you're back Sunday. You know, you leave and you're only gone on a weekend. It's a very quick road trip, so you're always around. Baseball, basketball, way more difficult.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
I know some families travel
together,
And I think baseball does it better than any. I don't think basketball are a fan of their families traveling with each other. I don't think they do that at all.
There's times where your family will come and meet up, but they don't like stay with you and all that stuff. Like, it's just, you're gone so much. Like, think about it. You're gone, like Blazers road trips. They leave the day before and they're not coming home for like their next 4-game road trip. They're not coming home.
Yeah.
So, or you go on like a 6 or 7-game road trip. Like, they're gone. Damian Lillard didn't come home before the All-Star break. And then until that road trip ended for 20 days. Amazing.
Look, so, it's difficult. Crazy. Families are hard. I think the hardest part about family, it being a professional athlete, and this is, it's just the amount of anxiety and stress you can have sometimes with the hands being reached out. That would probably be, I think that goes without saying with anybody that has more means than some other part of the family. You get a lot of, hey, can I get this? Hey, can I get that? So you're always kind of managing that. And that's not the end of the world, but it's part of the responsibility when you get to that level.
Yeah. Christian texting in, what's the best upset you've ever picked in any of your brackets ever? Oh my gosh.
Well, this is a question for you guys because I don't have years of bracketology. I don't know.
Well, I picked UConn to win the national championship the year, the Baz year, where they went through the Big East title and ran all the way through.
You had them going all the way through to win the title, huh?
Yeah, I picked them to win the title that year. So, I mean, that was like a series of them. Other than that, oh boy.
I can't think of my best like bracket upset pick, but I was in Las Vegas for the tournament one year, and I successfully picked a 5-seed Butler beating Kansas State in the Elite Eight. So the year Butler lost on that last second heave to Duke, but it was I took a money line bet on Butler that paid 2-1.
Yeah.
Stepped out on a limb there, and it rewarded me handsomely.
Right. With Larry Scott out as of the Pac-12, who would you pick to replace him from P1, Zach and Eugene? Did Larry Scott get fired?
No.
Did I miss that?
If. No. I think he said maybe if.
Mm. Yeah. Who would you pick to replace him? That's so hard because you just don't, like, who are good commissioners? You know, like, how do you find a good commissioner? That's not my job. I don't know. I think somebody that obviously has to have a connection to what makes the Pac-12 tick and the schools tick. I don't know if there's necessarily a person in mind because I don't know if there's clearly a good person, you know, to run the conference. Like, we sit there and we go, oh, yeah, Joel Klatt would be great. Yeah, that would be in theory, but how do we know his business acumen to negotiate with, you know, television partners and media rights companies, you know, and that's what the conference commissioner has to do. I think somebody who can separate the Pac-12 network from the Pac-12 as a conference, that will be the first thing that you do. I don't know necessarily who that person is.
I would like to see a group come in. I don't know if I need to see a de facto leader. I guess maybe I would call it that. Larry Scott seems to be, he needs to have his hand in control of everything. I don't need an iron fist ruler. I would like to see some more educated people. I'd like to see a television group, someone that manages that. And then I would also like to see a rules committee. I would prefer that there's more of a committee running this with people that are super educated and understand it. You can go West Coast mentality here. You don't need just one person. But I think having the right group and then trusting the people underneath. I don't think Larry Scott trusts anybody underneath him.
Yeah, you have to have a solid board with them.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Do you think Damian Lillard's teammates are playing better because of his recent comments about bringing a championship to Portland? No.
What do you think?
No.
I just think it's the end of the season. The guys are getting spark. They're getting excited about it.
And they don't have a tough stretch of their schedule right now. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think everybody else is kind of pulling together because CJ McCollum's hurt too. Over the last two games, and they're playing overall better basketball. 55305, the Better You Today text line. More of your Q&A, a question could get you an I'm a Dusty and Cam P1 t-shirt. Right now is Buck with SportsCenter. All right, Dusty here, Cam Cleland with you. Got a good question here on the Better You Today text line. 55305. It is tourney day. Come down, hang out at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill, brought to you by Laurelwood Brewing, Encore Audio Video, Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law, and the Nike Hoop Summit. This question: I took the day off of work. Did didn't tell my wife. Should I stick with my plan and watch games at my buddy's house all day, or be a good husband, stay home with them and watch?
Well, just don't lie to your wife, because it never turns out well.
No, just say you took a half day.
Yeah, just
go over to your buddy's in the morning.
And she'll probably be like, thank you. Okay, go to be with your buddy. She'll probably do that for you. I say own up to it.
I say take a half day. Tell her you took a half day. Yeah. Go over to your buddy's for the first half. Second half, head back home.
Yeah, you can kill two birds.
Be
there.
Like, you know what? I wanted to watch Attorney hang out with you guys. I'm home.
And if she understands, she understands. It's one day a year.
Yeah.
Give it to her.
So go halvesies. Don't blame me if it backfires, though.
Very quickly, I have to settle a golf question. Mm-hmm. Real quick, this text came across about what are hoagies. And they were said that hoagies are part of, I'm gonna make the decision for you guys. Hoagies can be whatever you decide on the first tee, but it has to go fairway, green, and you can either get par or birdie. That's how I have always played hoagies. Barkies, stickies, polies, and sandies. But anyway, you have to have par or better. So I hope that helps, and hope you guys have a good match today, because hoagies are great. Hoagies are known for Ben Hogan, who goes fairway, green, two-putt par. Or birdie.
Let's say a highly recruited basketball player is offered a scholarship to Duke. He comes from a well-to-do family, so he declines the scholarship and pays his own tuition. Since he's not getting paid for his schooling, does that change his status for accepting money for promotional likeness items? Answer to that question is no.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
No, what it does mean is that he can get a job.
Mm-hmm.
As a walk-on, you are allowed to get jobs and paid in that regard, which you can't really do as a just normal student athlete, which brought me to, have you noticed there's a lot of people that go on trips on spring break? Did you ever do a spring break trip?
No, I never did. I never had any money. I let them, the rich kids did it.
Like, no, I don't.
I didn't have any. I couldn't afford to go anywhere.
Like, in college, going to spring break? My God.
Everybody always left, and I was so dang jealous. Like, oh, we're going to Mexico. Or they get in the car and they go road trip. And I'm like, I'm not taking my car anywhere. I wouldn't even make it out of the state.
Yeah, I had a lot of friends that were like, yeah, going to do this, going to do that, going to Havasu, going to Daytona Beach. I was like, I'm not.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to go.
Trust me, I would have loved to pull it up in a van and go. But where do you drive when you're in the Northwest to go? It's like 3 days to get anywhere.
Yeah, like I worked for spring break for my stepdad to help pay for a trip to Europe that I never ended up going on.
There you go.
So that was awesome. That was a cool one that I had. Spring break trips, my God. I don't even know anybody who went and did anything cool for spring break. Buck, did you ever take any good spring break trips? You seem like you went places on spring break.
Twice I took trips on
spring
break.
Of course you did.
Yeah, you did. Man.
Of course.
One time I went all inclusive to Cabo.
God. Good to be you.
With your family pay?
Wow.
No, what were you doing? Were you selling drugs?
How did you pay?
I paid for it with money I made over the summer.
Buck's a drug dealer. And you saved it till the next spring.
Yeah.
You saved it all the way to next spring.
That summer job at your mom's house pulling weeds, huh?
I was coaching baseball, making good money.
What?
How do you make good money coaching baseball?
You know those instructors who put on camps and clinics and charge people up the you know what?
Oh, so you ripped kids off.
No. Yeah.
Way to go. Way to steal from children.
The business owner did. I just got my fair wages.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Hey, sir, I'm not a drug dealer. I'm just a middleman.
Sir, I'm just a baseball coach helping your child.
Uh-huh. All right.
Going to Cabo. Another time I went on a cruise around Mexico.
I will say, as this guy says on the Better You Today text line, said, played baseball in college, never got to go anywhere other than play in Cali or Arizona. I was college baseball too, so we did get to go to California every year during the spring break or prior to. Mm-hmm. And there was a year we went and played UCLA and USC during the week of St. Patrick's week, and it was awesome. That was a lot of fun.
Okay.
That was a lot of fun.
We did Shasta every Memorial Day.
Nice.
Houseboats, camping, drunk.
I did that. But did you do that in college?
Oh, wow, Buck!
No, I'm just wondering if we might have crossed.
What haven't you done?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You gone to Europe? Have you gone to Europe?
Yes.
God, you know what? It's fine.
I've never been to South America.
Did you go backpacking?
Did you backpack and stay at all the hostels?
What constitutes backpacking in your mind?
Did you have a backpack and ride on the trains?
Ooh, good question.
I had a backpack and I rode on trains.
Then you backpacked.
Did you live out of a backpack for an extended period of time?
More than 3 days.
Not a suitcase. your items of clothing were on your back?
No, never did.
I think you're lying to us on that one.
I think you are too.
I think you don't want us to sit here and ridicule you.
I spent 6 weeks living in an apartment in Copenhagen where I was studying.
Uh-huh.
And then after the term was over, I spent 2 weeks traveling around Europe with my dad and brother who came over to meet me.
I did Copenhagen
awesome
in college
though,
too.
That's very cool.
And then you switched to Skull.
That's right.
Have you gone to Europe?
No.
God, my wife did a month in Europe. She did the hostel thing. Stay around, one backpack and go.
Was this before she met you?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know what you got to do is find a friend who's going to get married
and let her go.
No, she do what she wants. She's gone to China. She's gone to everywhere. Man. She's gone to Japan. World traveler.
Regular Johnny Cash.
I've barely, you know what my Mexico trip is? Mm. Juarez.
Mm. So you saw the beauty of Mexico.
The beauty of Mexico.
Yeah.
I've gone to Canada and Hawaii. Does that count? I
Canada
need to get out more, man.
And Hawaii. No.
I need to get out more.
It does not count. Hawaii is part of the United States of America.
I think Dusty.
Yeah.
I think this one is a good one.
Okay.
Biggest celebrity you ever met. Go.
Probably Stephen Curry.
That's a good one, Buck.
That's a tough one. Let me think about this one for a minute. You go. You go ahead.
I need time to process this too.
Yeah, this is a really tough one.
Cam, at the Super Bowl that you and I both attended, I accidentally, with my head down, physically ran into Mick Jagger in the lobby of a
hotel.
Did
you really? Yeah. Slick Mick?
I mean, I wasn't even looking, and I bumped into him. I went to say sorry, and he was like, he said something in a British accent and threw mate on the end of it.
He just permeates Moxie. We need to.
There's two. Jerry Rice.
Okay. All sports guys. I noticed how you're a sports
guy. Cal Ripken Jr.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Those are good.
Those two are up there.
Does Cam have the best non-sports person with Shannon Elizabeth?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I played and I was in a red carpet event in New York for Xbox, and I played next to, and it was me and Charlize Theron. We're playing against each other.
That's pretty good.
Is that a good one?
That is a good one. Yeah. That was like Kill Bill days?
It was 2002. And then also, we hung out the whole night with Metal Soprano. That's not her name.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Jamie Lynn Sigler and her
fact
first
that
husband.
You didn't know
her. I knew her name. I was coming with it. It was Jamie Lynn Sigler. But it was Jamie Lynn. She had just gotten, she was engaged. She was getting married. And she was marrying an older gentleman. But we spent the whole night and hung out with them and ate at a bad restaurant at like 3 a.m. My wife and I did that.
Oh, nice.
But she was great too. She was really cool. Watched her. She was Belle in Beauty and the Beast.
Wait, what?
She was playing Belle in Beauty and the Beast,
oh,
and then
Broadway.
We all went out later, and then that's when we played in the tournament, and there's a bunch of cool people there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. 5-5-3-2. Yeah.
How about the Coppola
family?
Texas
is, yeah. Why not Tom Brady? How's it not Tom Brady?
Oh, I consider Tom a teammate.
Well, you know him. He's pretty famous.
No, I know. I guess that sounds weird.
No,
if that's true, then my first actual hit or it playing against anybody in the NFL.
Well,
Reggie White goes, "Hey, Sly Rook."
That's not like knowing them though and meeting them. I guess it is meeting them. Ooh, I met Steven Tyler in Hawaii when I was 5.
Also from the Better You Today text line.
Didn't know who he was.
Celine Dion once gave me a $100 tip.
That's good.
That's pretty badass.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Okay. Okay, thank you. 55305.
I hung out with Carl Lewis and his boyfriend.
Carl Lewis?
Yeah. That's pretty good. He was great. He was a cool dude.
Wait, did you say Carl Lewis and his boyfriend?
Yeah.
Carl Lewis is gay?
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
You did not know that?
No, I did not know that.
You guys didn't know that?
No.
No.
Really?
Huh. I had no idea.
Huh.
Wow. Well, that was cool. Where were you at?
We were in Mardi Gras.
Oh, awesome. Huh. Yeah, Mardi Gras is where you met Nick Cage, too.
And the best story about that
is that
I went across the street on Bourbon Street, and I was doing radio for 106.7 The End. And my good friend Rod Ryan, who's the host, he's number one radio show in Houston currently. I ran over to the other side, started hanging out with the Coppola family. Nick Cage was in there with his sister and his dad. Mm-hmm. And then they threw me the mic over Bourbon Street. And the challenge was, does Cam have good hands?
Mm.
And so I had to catch the live wire mic during the show and then start the interview with the Cage, with Nicolas Cage and the Coppola family.
Oh, that's pretty
so
cool.
They threw the
How'd
mic.
How'd you hear them?
Huh?
How'd you hear them?
Well, we had the mic over there.
Well, a microphone?
Yeah, he threw a live wire mic that was attached to the unit as we were broadcasting live above the tropical isle. We were broadcasting live above tropical isle.
But you were on one side and they were on the other,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
So how did you hear them?
We didn't. They said, Cam, start interviewing. They were yelling, do hand signals and just start asking questions.
Okay. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. 55305. We'll get to some more of them coming up next. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Yeah, buddy, here we go. Independent Sports Bar and Grill, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fan Madness. Dirt and Sprague from noon to 1 will be broadcasting live. Primetime will be after Oregon, Wisconsin, probably around 4-ish. It's all brought to you by Laurel Wood Brewing, Encore Audio Video, Warren Allen, Attorneys at Law, and Nike Hoop Summit. We got a great one here.
Oh.
On the Better You Today.
I thought we've already won, but I thought somebody already won. A great question or a great answer?
No, a great celebrity.
Oh, celeb.
This guy says, my mom, when I was younger, dated wrestler Matt Bourne, also known as Doink the Clown. Do you remember Doink the Clown?
I don't remember Doink the Clown.
I do remember.
Was he a WWF guy or was he a WCW?
Yeah, he was creepy. Google Doink the Clown. He was basically it, but a wrestler.
Really?
Yeah, I did not like Doink the Clown.
I don't remember. Interesting.
But also he says her best friend dated Davey Boy Smith.
Oh, of course.
The British Bulldog.
British Bulldogs.
Now that is awesome. R.I.P. British Bulldog. Mm-hmm. He died when he was 39.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steroids.
Steroids, dude. Steroids. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question that one. Okay. It is, by the way, Q&A Friday.
Q&A Friday.
Best question gets an I'm a Dustin Cam P1 t-shirt.
Well, it's a celebrity question. I mean,
it is a celebrity question.
It took over.
Great question, Bob.
It took over.
It did take over. Mick Jagger signed my guitar in 1998. That's a good one. I helped Jared Leto clean up and hide coke. Wow. That's aggressive.
Who's Jared Leto again?
Joker. Creepy Joker.
Not the most recent one.
The most recent Joker.
Okay.
Kind of look, remember at the Academy Awards when he was looking like Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
He had the long hair.
Yeah.
He became viral.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Gosh. And then we have another person saying, my Aunt Tracy was one of the original Glow Girls.
Oh, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yeah, dude.
Very cool. A great documentary about that.
There's a great Netflix series called Glow that is, it's loosely based off of it. It's hilarious. Well, the first season was. Second season, not so much. I met Bob Kraft at the Lotus.
Stop it.
That was going to be a great text until they called it the Lotus, whatever, and it's
Tandon
really...
Tandon Massage. It's the
Organs of Asia.
Organs of Asia, yeah. Come on, let's go. Today's going to be a great day. Three Pac-12 teams in action. What games are you most excited for in Friday's action of the tourney?
All three Pac-12 games. Most excited.
That's three in a row. Really?
Yeah, because the other games are, it doesn't mean as much. That's why today means more to me. I'm going to care more about the conference today. Dang it.
You're not even wearing purple today.
That doesn't mean, I don't need to sport my colors to be all in.
Yeah, sure you do.
I got purple on the inside, bro. Take that.
I bleed it.
Yeah.
I bleed it.
Prick my finger.
1 p.m. Arizona State, 11 seed, taking on 6 seed to Buffalo. 1 o'clock, our coverage starts right here on the Fan of the number 12 seed Oregon Ducks taking on 5th seeded Wisconsin down in San Jose. And then 3:50 p.m., 9 seed Washington, 8 seed Utah, live from Columbus, Ohio. So they took, you know, they want to do this all regionally, right? So you take the team from Washington and the team from Utah and put them in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Nice regional matchup there. A Duke, if you're wondering to watch Zion, they play at 4:10 on CBS.
Are we going to be over in the first 2 minutes?
We'll be over in the first 2 minutes. And games start 9:15, Iowa, Cincinnati from Columbus, Ohio. Catch the fever. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. March Madness.
Let's do this.
Head down to 2525 Southwest Broadway today. Fan Madness at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill presented by Laurel Wood Brewing. You could win a 65-inch TV thanks to Encore Audio Video. Tickets to the Nike Hoop Summit coming up April 12th at Moda Center. So check it out. Head on down. Dirt and Sprague will be there noon to 1. Isaac and Suk after the Duck game's over. And I'm heading there this afternoon. Late games.
This text says, Ron Jeremy, grab my butt at Playboy Mansion.
Winner!
You're a winner. I did a two-hour radio show with Ron the Hedgehog Jeremy. So we have that in common.
And how was that?
Wow.
It was an experience. That's a whole nother hour, boys.
Mm, nice. Bring him back in. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. Up next is the Herd with Colin Cowherd. 9 to noon. Noon to 1 is Dirt and Sprague. 1 until about 4 o'clock. Oregon versus Wisconsin with Joey Mack on the call. Then Isaac and Suk take over after that game concludes, probably around 4 o'clock until 7. Have a great Friday. We'll see you Monday right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.